Chandler here at Zeeland East High School as we continue on with the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital post-game show from this consolation game. Just about 25 minutes or so away from the start of the championship game between Zeeland East and Plainwell. West Ottawa winning the consolation game by a score of 55-44. Taking a look at the scoring in the contest for the Plainwell Trojans, who fall to 1-4 on the season. They were led by their senior guard, Carter Yaw, with 14 points. He had six baskets, including a pair of three-point baskets. E.J. Finch had 12 points. He had five baskets. Two of those were triples as well. Trenton Monroe has three baskets and a pair of free throws for 8 points. Cody Howrigan had three baskets, one of those a three-pointer for 7 points. J.D. Nord, who I thought played a very good ball game on the defensive end, unfortunately, he had that technical called on him late in the ball game when things got a little heated. He had one basket for 2 points, but he had a boatload of rebounds, and I would say probably 5 or 6 block shots as he was a force along the baseline. Hogan Yaw had a free throw for a single point. Donovan Bloomfield, Riley Millar, did not score in the ball game for Coach Dan Klein's Plainwell Trojans. For the West Ottawa Panthers, they were led by the McNitt brothers tonight. Jared McNitt had 12 points. He had 10 of those points in the fourth quarter, and a lot of those came at the free throw line. McNitt was 6 of 8 from the stripe, as he ended up with a dozen. Houston Bedford had 11 points. Caleb McNitt had 9. Jonnell Williams had 8, including a pair of three-pointers. Tony Sock had 5, including a three-pointer. Braden Carl had 6 off the bench. Brian Knowles had 4. Darius Moraine, DeMario King did not score in the contest for the Panthers, adding up to a final total of 55 points. So West Ottawa had 3 three-point baskets in the ball game, while the Plainwell Trojans had 5 of the triple dippers for the Trojans. So West Ottawa victorious, and they will be back in action on Tuesday night at home against Muskegon Catholic Central. And again, we will have that game on the air for you on 1450 WHTC beginning at 6:40 and with our pregame show. And we're going to sign off here momentarily for the first game. But, of course, we'll come back very shortly for game number two tonight between the Panthers, or rather the Zeeland East Chicks, and the Plainwell Trojans. First of all, we should tell you our Village Inn Pizza player of the game. We're going to give it to Houston Bedford of West Ottawa. He had 11 points tonight, but probably just as important, he was a very active force on the offensive glass, particularly in the first half, as he helped set the tone of the ball game for West Ottawa. So again, Houston Bedford of West Ottawa, our Village Inn Pizza player of the game. Right now, be the first player to text person to text player to 80373 to win a $20 gift certificate to Village Inn Pizza and Sports Grill for great food and good times. So for now, we're going to take a quick break here, but that's the conclusion of our first game of our doubleheader here tonight at Zeeland East in the Holiday Tournament. The final score, the West Ottawa Panthers 55, the Plainwell Trojans 44. Falling to Hudsonville 62-58. Then 50-34 to Holland Christian, and 54-37 to the Sailors of Grand Rapids South Christian. In the ball game last night, the Chicks got a very strong performance from Kylan Barton, who early on has been probably the best player all around for Zeeland East. He's been the leading scorer, and Barton had a season-high 19 points last night. And when you consider that he sat on the bench the entire first quarter, did not play. He came out in the second quarter very strong. He had 8 second-quarter points as the Chicks went on an 18-0 run to turn what was a 5-2 Plainwell lead to a 20-5 Zeeland East advantage. Plainwell made several runs in the second half, got the lead down into single digits, but they were never able to overcome that huge 15-point hole in going on to the victory. Barton had 19 points last night. Ike Tilden, a junior guard for the Chicks, had 9 points. He had 1 three-point basket. And then you had a bunch of guys with 6, 5, and 4 points. So a lot of contributions from a lot of guys. 9 different players scored for Zeeland East in going on to the victory. And Mickey Cochran's going to need an effort from everybody tonight if they are going to come out on top over these Jenison Wildcats. When we come back, we'll talk more about Jenison, and we talked a lot about them last night, but we'll talk more about their season so far. They come in with a record of 4 wins and a single loss. But first, we'll take a 2-minute break and come back with the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital pregame show. Zeeland East meets Jenison for the championship of the Zeeland East Holiday Tournament tonight. And you're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and online at WHTC.com. Back here at Zeeland East High School, Greg Chandler with you. The two teams, Zeeland East and Jenison, going through their warm-ups prior to tonight's championship game of this East Holiday Tournament. We just did receive one score from one of the Holiday Tournaments, and that's the one going on over at DeVos Fieldhouse at Hope College. And good news for Holland High fans. The Dutch defeated Stevensville Lakeshore 55-39 in the first game of tonight's doubleheader over at DeVos Fieldhouse. We don't have a breakdown on the scoring in the ball game, but the Dutch were victorious. So Coach Paul Chapman picking up another victory in his first season as the head coach of the Dutch. And they'll play in the championship game tomorrow over at DeVos Fieldhouse beginning at 4 o'clock. The second game just getting underway right about now between Mount Pleasant, the Oilers, against the Fighting Scots of Caledonia. The winner will get the Dutch tomorrow at 4. The loser will play Lakeshore at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon over at Hope College's DeVos Fieldhouse. And all 4 of those teams are going to stick around afterwards to see the Hope College Flying Dutchman in action against Edgewood College in non-conference college basketball action, a game that you can hear right here on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. Now, Jenison Wildcats come into the ball game tonight with a record of 4 wins and 1 loss so far. And as we mentioned on the broadcast last night, they had a big coaching change in the offseason. Brett Dyke, who was the coach for many years at Jenison, left the program at the end of last year. And they made a very interesting choice for the hire. They picked up David Kuhl, who was the 2006 Mr. Basketball in the state of Michigan at Grand Rapids South Christian High School. And then Kuhl, you'll recall, went on to play at Western Michigan University, where he had a spectacular career as a Bronco, scored over 2,200 points. He is Western's all-time career scoring leader. And, in fact, another stat that I didn't mention last night, he made more free throws at Western than any other player in the history of the Mid-American Conference while he was a Bronco. So David Kuhl, you know, kind of interesting that the MAC's been around over 65, 70 years, and David Kuhl has made more free throws than anybody in the history of the Mid-American Conference. Coach Kuhl is off to our right here with his assistant coaches, and but he's getting an interesting course in being a high school coach. The last 2 years, David Kuhl has been a top assistant with Steve Hawkins down at Western as a graduate assistant. And but when the opportunity came to continue his coaching, he said, "I'd like a shot at coaching at the high school level." And so far, it's worked out very, very well for both David Kuhl and for the Jenison Wildcats. They are off to a 4-1 start. Last night, against West Ottawa, they battled from behind in the contest. They trailed by as many as 6 points early on, but came on strong in the second half, hit some free throws down the stretch, and they won the game 50-41. And they play a very, very physical style of basketball, and that's going to be an interesting challenge for the Zeelandese Chicks to see how they deal with this physicality. And they've got some very good-sized guys. It starts actually with Luke DeCavers, a 6'5 senior forward, DeCavers is considered one of the top high school players in the whole state of Michigan. Mick McCabe of the Detroit Free Press, who probably knows high school hoops as well as anybody, ranks DeCavers as number 43 on his top 100 of Michigan high school basketball players. Another guy to keep an eye on, C.J. Van Timmeren, who is a 6'5 forward, kind of a lean body type, probably about 180 pounds, but he can flat jump out of a gym. In fact, he had a couple of spectacular dunks in last night's ball game. And then also, they'll come in off the bench with Sam Zarowitz, who is a junior, but he is one big guy. He goes about 6'8", and it's not a stretch for me to say that he probably goes around 250 to maybe 260 pounds. So the Wildcats have some big bodies. Now, Zeeland East over the years has had its share of big guys as well. You think of guys Conrad Freeman and Josh Grunhoff. Josh graduated last year, and Josh is now functioning as one of the assistant coaches for Mickey Cochran, but unfortunately he himself cannot don the number 44 that he used to wear the last 4 years, so he's going to have to be content to see some of his replacements try to handle Luke DeCavers and Sam Zarowitz, who will provide a significant size advantage for the Wildcats in this ball game tonight. About 7 minutes before tip-off time here, and I'd like to tell you that educational athletics start in a healthy environment. As much attention needs to be given to the four H's, head, heart, history, and hydration, as the X's and O's. Visit the MHSA website and click on education for a variety of resources to make you better aware of school sports health issues, including links to free online courses on hydration and concussions. That's a message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics and the Holland stations of Midwest Communications. Now, the Wildcats have made their way back to the locker room, and meanwhile, Zeeland East is back out doing a little shooting around. Some of them are stretching out near half court, and then you got some other guys like Kylan Barton and Ike Tilden practicing their shooting, and should be a fairly competitive contest tonight with Jenison and Zeeland East. This is they've played I think this is about the third time I believe they have played against each other in these holiday tournaments, and those are usually very, very good contests. We mentioned the Holland High victory over Stevensville Lakeshore a little bit ago. They beat Lakeshore by a score of 55-39. There is one other game going on tonight involving area high school basketball teams, and that is going on at Cornerstone University. And they're winding up the third and final holiday tournament up at Cornerstone. And the Saugatuck Indians are playing in that tournament. They're playing in the championship game, but the Indians have a really tough out tonight, as they take on the defenders of Wyoming Tri-Unity Christian, which is annually probably the top Class D program in the state of Michigan. Saugatuck had a big win on a couple of nights ago as they knocked off the Pioneers of East Grand Rapids in the first night of the tournament. But this is going to be a little bit tougher out for Saugatuck tonight as they take on East Grand Rapids. And this will be their last opportunity before they get back into Southwestern Athletic Conference action in the next week or so. And, of course, we'll have selected Saugatuck home boys and girls basketball games throughout January and February right here on the Lakeshores, 92-7 The Van. Now, when we come back, we're gonna have the starting lineups and the opening tip-off of tonight's ball game. But first, let's take a 3 minute timeout here and come back with our starting lineups and our opening tip-off. Zeeland East and Jenison for the championship of the Zeeland East Holiday Tournament. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. Get behind the scenes in high school sports by checking out the second half on the MHSA website. Features, information, MHSA finals coverage, and other fun stuff make the second half a great starting point for high school sports information every day. Right on the homepage of the MHSA website. That's a message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics and the Holland stations of Midwest Communications. We'd also like to tell you that the broadcast of tonight's game is a copyrighted presentation of the Michigan High School Athletic Association and the Holland stations of Midwest Communications. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of the descriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of the MHSAA and the Holland stations of Midwest Communications. Well, some of the students from Zeeland East are here tonight, the Chicken Coop, and they've even brought heads on sticks. Which, you know, if you haven't seen it, it's just blowing up pictures of some of the Zealandese players on large sticks. I think they got the idea from watching the ESPN show, pardon the interruption, with Tony Kornheiser and Mike Wilbon. They play a game called Heads on Sticks where Tony and Mike pretend that they're a famous athlete with they're hiding behind a head on a stick. Well, the two teams we have one team on the sidelines in front of their bench. That's the Genesee Wildcats, and the Zealandese fans, players are out on the court. We're going to have our national anthem, and after which we will have the starting lineups in the opening tip-off of tonight's championship game in the Zealandese Holiday Tournament. And they are standing. We're going to have our national anthem momentarily. Time to meet the starting lineups for tonight's championship game in this holiday tournament. For the Genesee Wildcats, coached by David Kuhl, assisted by Joe Skinner, they'll send out at a forward C.J. Van Timmeren, a 6'5" senior. He had 11 points in last night's ball game. He'll be joined along the front line as well by Pat Leatherman, a 6'5" senior. He had 6 points in the ball game. He's got a pretty good outside shot. And then finally, Luke DeCavers, a 6'5" senior. He's the All-State candidate. He had 9 points in the ball game last night. In the backcourt, Brett Bethke, who was a 5'8" senior guard, did not score last night, but did a real good job running the point for the Wildcats. And then Jake Arnston, who can stroke the three from out there. He had 12 points last night, including a pair of three-point baskets. For the Zealandese Chicks, coached by Mickey Cochran, assisted by Josh Grunhoff, David Klein, also Jeff Van Fonsen, the former West Ottawa head coach, and Ben Ritzman will start at one of the guards for Zeeland East. He is one of the two sophomores on this team. Ritzman will be joined by Ike Tilden, a junior who had 9 points last night. Tilden, a 6'2" junior. Noah Pohl, one of the guards. He is a 6 foot junior. Finally, Kylan Barton, who had 19 in last night's victory over Plainwell, and rounding things out for the Chicks will be the center, Josh Hart, who is a 6'4" junior. Chicks are in the home white uniforms, gold numerals, brown trim. The Genesee Wildcats in their familiar Kelly Green uniforms with white numerals. The Chicks getting some last-minute instructions from Mickey Cochran out on the court, and the Wildcats break out of the huddle after some last-minute words from David Cool. The opening tip-off presented by South Shore Laundry, a full-service laundromat offering drop-off laundry service out on 16th Street in Holland. Actually, 17th Street. Chicks will go left to right across the radio dial. It'll be Lucas jumping center against Van Timmeren. Van Timmeren wins the tap, but it comes to Zeeland East. Into the front court to Ben Ritsma. Ritsma outside to Noah Pohl. Jennison will go man-to-man the entire ball game. Bethke gambles out on the seal, can't get there. Here's Pohl dribbling on the right side against Van Timmeren. Puts a move on CJ, drives to the hole, puts the shot up. It's good! Noah Pohl hanging in the air, puts it up and in, and we're underway. 2-0 Zeeland East with the early lead. Chicks will go man-to-man. Bethke down low to Victor Cavers. Luke splits the defense. Shot no good. Put back no good. And Leatherman's got a put back good. Now, Zeeland East has got to find a way to keep Jennison off the boards tonight with the Wildcats having that nice height advantage. Hart over to Tilden. Barton puts it on the floor, being guarded closely by Arnston. Here's Ritsma out of the corner for a three. No good. To Cavers with the board. Ahead to Bethke. Long pass into the front court to Arnston. Now Patrick Leatherman with it on the right side. Wants the Cavers down low, but Hart, who is fronting him, tips it away, and the Chicks have a steal. Barton with it front court. Over to Pohl right corner. Noah thought about a three, can't pull the trigger, now tries to penetrate. Outside to Barton. Barton drives, hanging, 15-footer, short. Van Timmeren with the board for Jennison. Here come the Wildcats. Bethke, bounce pass right side, Leatherman. He'll try a three from the outside. That was partially tipped by Pohl. Here come the Chicks, 3-on-2. Driving is Tilden, puts it up, no good. Leatherman with the board. Racehorse basketball to get things started. Here's Arnston driving to the basket. Puts the shot up, no good, but Noah Pohl fouled him. They're going to say the foul occurred on the floor, not on the shot, so it'll be Jennison basketball, baseline left. Inbounds comes to DeCavers, and Luke has it tipped away out of bounds. It'll stay Wildcat basketball.
Set the pit.
We played a minute 48 in the first quarter, 2-2 the score. Bethke to Trigger. Gets it into Arnston. Arnston to Bethke in the right corner. Sends it back outside to Arnston. Jake Arnston, the senior. And Arnston threw it away. He was intending to hit Van Timmeren, and CJ had turned his head. This is a very experienced Jennison ball club. 11 players on this team are seniors, compared to just 3 for the Chicks. Barton with it in the front court. Barton drives left side of the hole, and he missed the layup! Van Timmeren comes the other way. Barton exploded to the basket, but could not finish. Here's Arnston driving baseline, has the ball knocked away from behind, out of bounds. It'll stay Jennison basketball.
It's not going to work. It never will.
Bethke to Trigger. Sends it way outside to DeCavers, now to Arnston. Van Timmeren with it right of the lane. Over to Leatherman, back to Bethke. Now Arnston fakes the shot. Now Van Timmeren for 3 out of the corner, and he nailed it. C.J. Van Timmeren strokes the triple. 5-2 Jennison. 5:28 to go, first quarter. Pohl with it in the front court for the Chicks. Pohl thought about a 3, can't pull the trigger. Here's the pass, tipped away by Van Timmeren. Look out, here we go. Van Timmeren will throw it down. He did that last night, and the Jennison crowd erupts. 7-2 Jennison. There's that athleticism we told you about. In addition to the size, driving to the basket is Ritsma, and he's fouled underneath. And that's going to go on Patrick Leatherman of Jennison. So Ben Ritsma, one of 2 sophomores on the Zeeland East team, Kylan Barton the other, will go to the line. Ritsma bounces the basketball a couple times, fires, and it's good. Zach Gebbin will check in for the Chicks, as does Adam Osick. Gavin and Ossing, both juniors. Ossing goes about 6'4". He's probably the biggest of the chicks. Ritzma will have one more. Fires in and out, no good, and DeCavers has another rebound. 7-3, Jennison. 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Bethke with it in the front court. Working against Gavin. Bounce pass over to Leatherman, right side. Patrick Leatherman holds the ball over his head, puts it on the floor against Barton into a double team. Back outside to DeCavers. DeCavers penetrates around Ossing. Down the lane, off the back of the iron, no good. Ossing with the rebound. Here comes Zach Gavin the other way. Gavin to Ritzma in the front court. Ritzma goes baseline, and we get a holding foul. Who's it on? That's on Leatherman again. That's his second. And David Kuhl will bring in three guys, and they bring in Zarowitz, who we told you about, but they bring another big fella in who we did not see last night. That's Andrew Lamb. We don't have the benefit of heights on our rosters. We had Zarowitz at 6'8". I'm going to guess Andrew Lamb at about 6'10". And we get an over and back violation against Zeeland. It's a bad pass, and Tilden was not able to keep it from going into the backcourt. Also in for the Wildcats is Evan Schultz, who played a very strong game as a backup point guard last night. The Wildcats have some mountains on this team. Here's Schultz with it, left side. Out to DeCavers. DeCavers is working the point right now, and he's 6'5". Schultz on the dribble. Jennison has more size than a lot of college teams. Here's DeCavers outside to Schultz. Now to Zarowitz. They want to run a high low to Lamb. Lamb to the basket. Off the window. It's good. Andrew Lamb with a nice high-low feed from Zarowitz. The big guy's working some magic. 9-3 Jennison. Yeah. And the pass from Gavin goes through the hands of Ritzma out of bounds. And Mickey Cochran's going to take time. I've just been corrected on Andrew Lamb's height. 7'1"? I'm fortunate to have the Jennison official scorer next to me here, so that she just clarified that for me. Let's just say it's been a long time since I've seen a 7-foot high school player. Mickey Cochran will take time with 3:46 to go in the first quarter. It is 9-3 Jennison. This timeout presented by Jackie's Place Restaurant. It's back. Warm up with peppermint mocha or hot chocolate at Jackie's Place. Thirty-second timeout taken there. Noah Polback in the ball game, and in for the first time for the Chicks is Jake Newhouse, who started last night's ball game. He's a senior. Evan Schultz will bring it up for Jennison. 3:44 to go. Schultz gets a double screen. Schultz drives the left side to the basket underneath to Zarowitz, and Zarowitz has an easy layup. Well, this is going to be a long night if those big guys keep getting the ball that easy down low. It's all set up by penetration, though. 11-3 Jennison. And here's a takeaway by Aronson, puts it up, no good. Rebound, and Pohl dribbled it off his foot out of bounds, but they're going to say it's going to be a Zealandese ball. Josh Hart will come in for Zealandese, but Mickey Cochran is kind of limited in his options and what he can do with this enormous size of this Jennison ball club. Oh, now they're not going to let Hart in. Noah Pohl brings it up. 3:15 to go, first quarter. Here's Pohl way outside for three, no good. Ossick with the rebound, they'll reset. Barton with it. Barton penetrates, and we get a push. And I think this is going to go on Zarowitz. Oh, they gave that to Lamb. I didn't see the foul there, but they gave it to the big guy. The really big guy. Andrew Lamb is first. Barton slaps the basketball in front of the chicken coop. Inbounds comes to Hart. He's doubled. Over to Gavin. Gavin to Newhouse. Newhouse to Noah Pohl, left foul line extended. You got Zarowitz out on the wing, who is 6'8 or 6'9, and then you got Lamb, who's 7'1, patrolling the middle. The late Al McGuire used a term once to describe a guy that dominated the middle like that. He called the term aircraft carrier. And in Andrew Lamb's case, that is certainly apropos. DeCavers checks out, and Gabe Miller, who did not play last night for the Wildcats, checks in for the first time. And they don't lose any size there. Miller goes about 6'4". Gavin on the baseline to Newhouse, and Newhouse had the ball tipped away out of bounds. It'll stay Jennison basketball. Marcus Connolly, who played some off the bench last night, checks in for the first time for Coach David Cool. 2:39 to go, first quarter, 11-3, Jennison. Hart leaves it outside for Pohl. Now to Gavin. Back to Pohl. They swing it around the perimeter to Tilden. Back to Pohl. Gavin can't pull the trigger on the shot. And Hart back outside Gavin. Zach will try a three right side. No good. Long rebound. It's going to be saved and batted around. And Connolly comes away with it. Connolly left side drives and has got a layup. Gabe Miller made that possible with his hustle. He threw the long saving pass to Connolly, and that led to the breakaway layup, 13-3 Jennison. And the Wildcat fans make a lot of noise. Double underneath is Newhouse. Newhouse's pass over to Till, and the ball tipped away out of bounds, and it's going to stay Zeeland East basketball. Barton and Ritzma come back in. 1:55 to go in the first quarter. 13-3 Jennison. Inbounds pass comes to Pohl. Pohl right side for a three. In and out, no good, and Lamb's got the rebound. Ahead to Schultz. Long pass ahead to Connolly. Connolly breaks in on the left side. They'll reset. Lamb has it left of the lane, and his pass goes right through the hands of Zarowitz out of bounds. They had Lamb on the left side of the lane and Zarowitz on the right, and Lamb's pass went right through Zarowitz's hands. Chicks with it in the front court. Tilden over to Pohl. Now to Ritzma, left foul line extended. Cross-court feed. Jennison very active on defense. And we're going to get a reaching call on Connolly as he tried to pick the pocket of Noah Pohl. 14 fouls on Jennison, just one on the Chicks. Inbounds to Pohl. Pohl on the dribble to Ritzma. Ritzma in the corner. Zarowitz closes out on him. Now to Tilden. Tilden to Barton. Kylan for a three right side. No good. Zarowitz with the rebound. One and out for the Chicks. Zarowitz ahead to Schultz. 1:05 to go in the quarter. Chicks have had one field goal in the first 7 minutes. Here's Schultz to Connolly. Connolly back to Schultz over the top to Lamb. Lamb underneath had the ball tipped away out of bounds by Hart. And the Wildcats will maintain possession. Jennison to inbound, baseline left. 55 seconds to play in the quarter. Inbounds comes to Lamb. Lamb just hands it off to Schultz. Schultz goes baseline, bounce pass underneath him. Miller, Miller shot blocked by Pohl, but it's retrieved by Zarowitz. Zarowitz back outside to Schultz, and we might see Jennison play for one shot here. Connolly playing catch with Schultz down to 35. Again, here's a takeaway by Ritzma. Ritzma will slow down, wait for help. Leaves it for Pohl, now to Tilden. Tilden fakes the three, can't pull the trigger on the shot. Now Tilden double-teamed, has to get rid of it, and he bounces it off Zarowitz out of bounds. Tilden could see the big green shadow coming, and he thought rather than take a five-second call, he'd bounce it off Zarowitz. Long inbounds comes to Pohl, 20 seconds left. Tilden drives around Zarowitz to Barton underneath to Hart. Hart is tied up, and we're going to get a reach-in call, it looks like, on Gabe Miller. Miller almost caused a held ball there, but he got a piece of the wrist. Five team fouls on Jennison. Ritzman a trigger with 13 seconds left. Pass underneath to Barton. Barton missed it. And the rebound to Lamb. Down to 6 seconds. The Jennison fans thought Lamb was fouled on the rebound. Down to three, down to two. Schultz right side, and Schultz is called for traveling with 0.5 seconds left. Inbounds to Paul. Paul with a shot from beyond half court. No good. And a very frustrating first quarter for Zeeland East as the Chicks score just one field goal. And they will go in with a 13-3 lead. Let's take a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Why do they officiate? Some officiate for the love of the sport. Others officiate simply because they love being around kids. And some got tired about complaining about officials and doing something about it by becoming one. Become a registered high school game official. Call or click the MHSAA. You can be a referee. That's a message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics and the Holland stations of Midwest Communications. Now, David Cool's got his regular five back in the ball game, but I'll tell you something. That line, that second unit he had out there was just a sight to watch, with a 6'8 guy and a 7'1 guy. Shot no good, and the rebound to Jennison, and ball knocked out of bounds. It'll stay Wildcat basketball, baseline left. Brent Bethke to trigger. Bethke sends it way outside to Luke DeCavers. Now to Bethke, bounce pass down low to Pat Leatherman. Leatherman right in the lane, outside to Zarowitz. Check that. I get Zarowitz and Arnston mixed up. I don't know why. There's no the size differential is pretty significant, but Arnston commits the turnover. Here comes Zeeland East with it. They're down 10. Noah Pohl brings in the front court. Osick comes to set a screen for him. Pohl is double teamed near half court. Has to get rid of it. He throws it right into the arms of Leatherman. Here comes Jennison. Bethke. Bounce pass right side to Arnston. A 10-foot floater. No good. Rebound chased down by Van Timmeren. Van Timmeren outside to Leatherman. To Bethke. Bethke. Cross court feed to Leatherman. Leatherman looks for DeCavers to flash in the paint. DeCavers down the lane. Puts it up and in. That's Luke's first basket of the ball game. 15-3 Jennison. Noah Pohl into the front court. Pass down the lane. And getting bumped in the paint there was Seth Nyberg, who just checked into the ball game. And Pat Leatherman just picked up his third foul. And David Cool just calls on Sam Zarowitz. He'll exchange one big guy for an even bigger guy. Six team fouls on Jennison, two on Zeeland East, so no free throws yet. But the next free throw will put the Chicks in the 1-1. Ritzma gets the inbounds into Noah Pohl. He is double teamed, and the ball knocked away by C.J. Van Timmeren out of bounds, and Chicks will maintain possession across the way from us. Now, this defense for Jennison has been everywhere in the early going. Devin Butler, who's in the ball game, inbounds it to Ritzma. Ritzma left of the lane, over to Butler. Butler dribbles into a double team, has to find someone to get rid of the ball to. Finally does so to Osig, left of the lane. Nyberg airmails it over to Ritzma. Ben tries to penetrate down the lane over Zarowitz, puts it up, no good, and that was another case where Zarowitz altered the shot. DeCavers with a rebound. Here's DeCavers down the lane, spinning. Dishes to Van Timmeren, filling the lane, and CJ got fouled. That's on Seth Nyberg of the Chicks. So Van Timmeren, who has a three-point basket and a dunk so far. First free throw swish. Josh Hart comes back in for the Chicks.
Got 30.
One more upcoming for C.J. Van Timmeren. Second free throw, got it. Jennison 17, Zeeland East 3. 6:28 to go first half. Butler with it in the front court. Over to Pohl, or rather to Nyberg. Here's a pass taken away by Van Timmeren. Jennison 3-on-2. Right side is Arnston for a 3, but before he could release the shot, he traveled with it. He bobbled the ball and trying to come to a stop, and that resulted in the travel. Noah Pohl, Kylan Barton back in for the Chicks. as Mickey Cochran tries to find some sort of combination that will get him some offense. Pole to Hart. Bounce pass underneath to Barton. Back outside. Tilden for three. He got it. Ike Tilden with a triple. So the Chicks double their point total to six. They're still down 11. 5:55 to go in the half. Bethke. Over to Arnston. Back outside to Van Timmer between the circles. Now to Arnston. Pass down low to Zarowitz. And nice job by Seth Nyberg on the overplay to tip it out of bounds. Now Andrew Lamb will come in. So now both really big guys are in there. You got the 6'8 Zarowitz and the 7'1 Lamb in there. Inbounds pass comes to Zarowitz. Over to Arnston. Arnston on the dribble. Arnston comes around a Zarowitz screen, hands it off to DeCavers. DeCavers down the lane, puts the shot up and in. Now Luke DeCavers took it down the lane and put it in for a second basket. Jennison 19, Zeeland East 6, 5:20 to go in the half. Pole over to Tilden, and Tilden is fouled by DeCavers. And we're going to get some free throws by Tilden. Corey Musin checks in for the Chicks, replacing Ben Ritzma. Tilden, who had a three-pointer a moment ago, the Chicks' first triple of the ball game, first free throw, no good. Rebound battle for, and the little guy, Arnston, comes away with it. So the Wildcats walk it up slowly. They're up by 13 with 5 minutes to go in the first half. Arnston to DeCavers, right of the lane. Down low intended for Van Timmeren. Knocked away by Hart, but Hart's going to get a foul called on him. Right now, there's only one guy on the Jennison roster smaller than 6'5". And that's Arnston. Inbounds comes to Lamb, outside to Zarowitz. Arnson down low to Lamb. Lamb turns, triple team, puts it up, no good. Tip by Van Timmer, no good. Lamb tip is good. And that was just the size there. Nobody was there to contest with Lamb underneath, and Andrew tipped it in. 21-6, Jennison. And here's a steal by Zarowitz. Back come the Wildcats. Long pass in the front court to DeCavers. DeCavers drives to the basket, and Kylan Barton swatted it into the next county. Unfortunately, we're going to get a Chicks foul. That's going to be on Tilden, his first. Mickey Cochran will take time. It'll be a 60 with 4:34 to go in the first half. It is Jennison 21 and Zeeland East 6. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Jennison with the basketball out of the timeout. Van Timmeren gets the inbounds. Van Timmeren over to DeCavers, right side. Now Arnston for a three from the top, and he rattles it in. Jake Arnston, his first basket of the ball game. It's a triple, and it's 24-6 Jennison, and Pohl's pass behind Musin goes out of bounds. Another Zeeland East turnover, and the Chicks clearly look rattled. Into the front court is Arnston. Picked up by Pohl. Arnston. And Arnston throws it right into the arms of Josh Hart. Here come the Chicks the other way. Pohl will take it down the lane. At Lamb puts it up. No good. And we're going to get an offensive foul. And Andrew Lamb was parked in the paint for about a half hour waiting for the charge. Foul on Pohl is second. There was no doubt about that one. Ritzma back in for Pohl, who just picked up his second foul. Power. Arnston gets a screen from Zarowitz over to Andrew Lamb. The high-low feed to Zarowitz, and left-handed layup by Zarowitz is good. The high-low feed from the two big guys again. And this time Zarowitz puts it in. 26-6 Jennison. Here's Tillman, and his shot is blocked by Zarowitz. Here we go. Van Timmeren breaks in on the right side, shot no good. DeCavers with the foul was good. And another timeout called by Zeeland East, and this is going to be a 30. This timeout presented by Jackie's Place Restaurant. It's back. Warm up with peppermint mocha or hot chocolate at Jackie's Place. 17th Street at the South Shore Y. It is Jenison 28 and Zeeland East 6. And right now, this is this is an unfair matchup, to be quite blunt. You got guys 6'2 and 6'3 for Zealandese, and they're playing against guys that are 6'5, 6'8, and 7'1 right now. It is a sheer physical mismatch. Ben Ritzman will bring it up out of the timeout. 3:30 to go in the half. Ritzma gives it up to Tilden, over to Josh Hart. Now to Kylan Barton for a three. It's short. Musin had the rebound, lost it. The ball loose on the deck, and Van Timmeren gets on top of it. Held ball, possession arrow, Zeeland East. So Corey Musin will inbound it for the Chicks. Gets it into Ritzma, to Barton. Barton double team. Here's the pass. DeCamers takes it away. DeCamers going toward the basket. Left hand layup is good. Followed by Van Timmeren goes in, but I think we had a foul beforehand. Fouls on Kylan Barton, his first. The foul occurred before the rebound. So Luke DeCamers will shoot two. DeCavers first, it's the front, the back, no good. Van Timmeren has 7, DeCavers has 6, and each of the two big guys, Lamb and Zarowitz, with 4. And that's the scoring for the Jenison Wildcats. DeCavers' second free throw, it's the back of the iron. Zarowitz has the rebound. Actually, it's Lamb, and Lamb is tied up immediately. Possession arrow goes to Jenison. Now, Lamb caught the ball right around his waist, and that's the great equalizer. If you're the tall guy, if you bring the ball down around your waist, that allows the other guy a chance to tie you up. Arnston out near half court, gives it up to DeCavers. DeCavers to Arnston. Arnston penetrates, benches back off to DeCavers. DeCavers right baseline double team, and we're going to go holding foul call. They had Tilden and Hart both in the area. I think Josh is going to get the foul. Oh, they're going to give it to Ike Tilden. That'll put the Chicks over the limit with their 17th foul, and that's Tilden's second personal foul. DeCavers, who missed two a moment ago, back at the line, and this time he makes. This has been a dominating first half by the Jenison Wildcats. And DeCavers makes them both. 30-6 Jenison. We still have 2:45 to go in the half. Barton, pass over to Tilden. Bounce pass over to Musin, breaking toward the basketball. Knocked out of bounds by Van Timmeren, and the Chicks will maintain the possession. Ritzma gets the ball. Sends it outside to Barton. Barton pass tipped by DeCavers, but retrieved by Musin. Tilden between the circles over to Barton. Jenison in a 2-3 zone, and you got Zarowitz on the wing. Pass over the top, ball knocked around, and Van Timmeren with a steal ahead to DeCavers. DeCavers has got a breakaway. The ball got away from him as he went to dunk it. Here's Ritzman the other way. He'll launch a three, it's short. Long rebound, Arnston for Jenison. Arnston walks it up slowly. We tick down to our 2 minutes to play in the half. Lamb comes to set a screen for him. Arnston to Zarowitz, back outside to Van Timmeren. And Van Timmeren will try a three from way out, no good. DeCavers with the offensive board. DeCavers turn around, 8-footer, no good. And we get a whistle, and we're going to get a Jenison foul. That might be on Lamb, it is. So Lamb gets his second foul.
Hey,
Lamb gets a hand as he checks out of the ball game. Gabe Miller returns for the Wildcats. Jake Newhouse comes back in for Zeeland East. And Ike Tilden will have a one-on-one opportunity for the Chicks with 1:51 to play in this first half. Free throw by Tilden is good. Zeeland East offense so far has been a three-point basket by Tilden, a basket by Pohl, a free throw each for Ritzma and Tilden. That's it. That's the list. Tilden hits them both. 30-8 Jennison, 1:50 to go in the half. Arnston walks it slowly up court, drives around Ritzma, over to Gabe Miller, back to Arnston. Arnston to Zarowitz at the free throw line, who will leave it outside for C.J. Van Timmer. Van Timmer down the lane, and we get a collision, and Hart was trying to draw the charge, but he got there about a half step too late. He gets the block instead. So C.J. Van Timmer will shoot a 1-1 with 1:33 left. Kirk Adamosic returns. Van Timmer has 7 points here in the first half. First free throw for C.J. Nothing but net. One more upcoming. Dan Chamberlain flips the ball in his hands, fires, left it short, put back up, and goodbye to Cabers. So 10 for Luke now. 33-8 Jennison, pressure put on by the Wildcats. The Chicks beat the press, Ritzman in the front court, 1:20 to go. 1-2-2 zone for Jennison. Ossing to Tilden. Tilden being picked up by Van Timmeren. Tilden outside to Ritzma. They swing it around right side to Newhouse. Back outside to Ritzma. Ritzma at the top of the circle. Tries to penetrate. Dishes off left side. Tilden will try a three out of the corner. No good. Zarowitz with the rebound for the Wildcats. Under a minute to go in the half. Long pass on the front court to Van Timmeren. Outside to Arnston. Arnston to Gabe Miller, left side, now to Van Timmeren. Pass over the top to Zarowitz. Zarowitz puts it up, and no good. Zarowitz gets his own board, though, goes right back up and puts it in. 35-8 Jennison, 30 seconds to go in the half. In the front court is Tilden. Tilden, entry pass down low to Ossing. Ossing is double, back outside Tilden. Tilden to Newhouse, back outside to Ritzma, down to 15. Ossing to Kylan Barton. Barton to Tilden. Ike will try a three. It's short. Rebound is loose. Miller comes away with it, down to 7 seconds. Down to five, and Ritzma fouls Arnston just past half court with 5 seconds remaining. Now, Jennison has outscored Zeeland East 22-5 here in the second quarter to go on top of the 13-3 that they had in the first quarter. Barton checks out. Gavin comes in. Free throws upcoming. And the first free throw good for Jake Arnston, and that's his 4th point in the ball game. He'll have one more. And the second one also good for Arnston. Jennison 37, Zeeland East 8. That's right, that's the score. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Newhouse with a 3-point shot, and guess what? It got blocked by Arnston at the buzzer. A dominating first half for the Jennison Wildcats in this championship game of the Zeeland East Holiday Tournament. At the half, it is Jennison 37, Zeeland East 8. Let's take a 2-minute timeout, and we'll come back with our Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital halftime report. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Welcome back to Zeeland East High School, and time now for the Spectrum Hill Zeeland Community Hospital halftime show. And it is all Jennison right now as the Wildcats lead over Zeeland East at the half, 37-8. And the defense that Jennison has employed in the first half has been, can only be described in one word, and that is suffocating. We didn't get a chance to see some of these guys play last night. We did not see Andrew Lamb at all last night in the Jennison game against West Ottawa. But the 7-1 senior has had a couple of baskets. Then you have Zan Zarowitz, who goes about 6'10". He's a junior. And between those two guys, they have not only scored 10 points between them, but they have caused numerous bad shots and bad passes simply because of that long reach of theirs, and it has just been an adventure for Zeeland East to try to get into any sort of offensive flow. Taking a look at the scoring for the Chicks, only three players have scored. Ike Tilden has a three-point basket and two free throws for 5 points. Noah Pohl has a layup for 2 points. Ben Ritzma has a free throw for a single point. That's it for the Chicks in terms of their scoring, for a total of 8 points. For the Jennison Wildcats, Luke DeCavers has 10 points on four baskets and a couple of free throws. C.J. Van Timmeren has a three-point basket to go along with a dunk and three free throws. Zarowitz has three baskets for 6 points. Jake Arnson has a three-point basket and a pair of free throws for 5 points. Andrew Lamb has two baskets for 4 points. Pat Leatherman has one basket for 2 points, and Marcus Connolly has one basket for 2 points, and that gives you 37 for the Jennison Wildcats. So the Wildcats definitely in control. And one thing to keep an eye on, and we haven't had this, I don't believe, yet in any of our high school basketball games, but there is a distinct possibility we could see this in the second half. And this is a rule change they put in. For a number of years, we've had the running clock in football, where if a team gets ahead by 35 points in the second half, they will employ a running clock. And now they have extended that into basketball as well. If Jennison should extend its lead to 40 points or more in the second half, we will go to a running clock situation. So that's something we might want to keep an eye on. And the way the Wildcats are playing, that is a very, very strong possibility. With the Wildcats leading it by a score of 37-8. In the consolation game earlier, it was West Ottawa defeating Plainwell by a score of 55-44. So the Panthers even their season record at 2-2. The Panthers were led by Jared McNitt with 12 points. He had 10 of them in the fourth quarter as West Ottawa was able to pull away after Plainwell did make a late run. West Ottawa led virtually the entire ball game. I think Plainwell led once at 2-0, but that was it as far as the Trojans were concerned as they went down to their fourth consecutive loss. Houston Bedford added 11 points and probably a double-digit number of rebounds for the Panthers. And Caleb McNitt had 9 and Jonnell Williams had 8. So Steve Windemuller got very balanced scoring in that consolation game earlier as the Panthers were able to defeat Plainwell. In another tournament game over at DeVos Fieldhouse, Holland High defeated Stevensville Lakeshore 55-39. So the Dutch will move into the championship game of that tournament. They'll play at 4 o'clock tomorrow at DeVos. They will play either Mount Pleasant or Caledonia. We don't have a score on that game. That game was to have gotten underway at 7 o'clock, and hopefully we will have a result on that game before we go off the air here. But that game will then, that the Holland game against either Mount Pleasant or Caledonia, will then be followed later by Hope College basketball as the Flying Dutchmen take on Edgewood College of Wisconsin in a non-conference matchup. It's the last non-conference game for the Dutchmen before they start MIAA play next week. And you can hear all the action right here on 92.7 The Man of Hope College Basketball with Ron Weatherby and Adam Prince tomorrow night beginning at 6:40 on 92.7 The Man. We're going to send it back to the studio for another 2-minute break, and when we come back, we will have the second half of tonight's game. Again, 37-8 Jennison. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHDC and WHDC.com. Back here at Zeeland East High School, just about ready to get the second half underway between the Chicks and the Jenison Wildcats. And Jenison firmly in control. They lead it by a score of 37-8.